Hi, it's V, and I'm a keen gardener who happens to have some sight loss. Today, I'll be sharing some tips for gardening. The weather's cooling down and the growth is decreasing. So lots of flower heads are going over. And what I'm doing in my garden is lots of deadheading as the flowers go over. As my vision is decreasing, I tend to do this by touch nowadays. We have a bit of a standing joke in our family that because of my depth perception and double vision, when I go out to deadhead, I just cut off all the flowers. So using the touch, I can tell most flower heads are dry and crispy when they go over, except for dahlias, which become quite wet and sticky when the flower heads go over. Don't be in too much of a rush to cut down the perennials. There are lots of beneficial insects that like to overwinter in them. And I certainly enjoy more sounds in the garden now. And I find those insects are one of the sources that bring different sounds to the garden. This time of year, this is a good time to start collecting seeds from various plants. And my top tip for that is I always use bright pink seed envelopes, which show the seeds much better than the buff envelopes do. They're literally day glow bright pink, really useful for me. The other thing that we do at this time of year is we start to day glow tape anything and everything. So we day glow tape the cane tops, the greenhouse window handles, the garden tools, any hazards, just so that there's more visibility of things like that. I love planning for the spring. So I sit down with seed or bulb catalogues or online. I choose bigger and brighter flowers. That's really where I'm going at the moment. I can see orange, yellow and red for me. So I'm looking to choose sunflowers, bright tulips, things like that. And also this year, I struggled to see in the vegetable garden, I struggled to see green on green. So the peas and the broad beans were difficult. So I trialled an orange pumpkin this year with great success. Yellow beans, yellow globe courgettes, they're all better things for me to see and easier for me to grow and harvest and see how they're doing. The other thing I am going to be doing for next spring is less prickly plants. They've become my nemesis as my vision has decreased. Got a very good friend who did a bit of research and ended up buying me a lovely gardening apron that goes over the head. So it's like a sort of cookery apron, but it's got lots of really large pockets in it. And it's specifically to help me put things in the pockets and not put them down on the ground and lose them so often. And I find it really helps. So I can have scissors and my twine and maybe a garden fork and bits in my pocket. So that's really helped me. The RNIB do a pen friend audio labeler, and the idea is that you put a sticker on whatever you want to label and you record into the pen friend, and the sticker holds the data. So when you wave the pen friend over it, it'll read back whatever you've recorded onto it. So it's an audio labeler. But I've had trouble with trying to work out what I'd sown in pots in the greenhouse over winter because I can't really read the plant labels and I can't really write enough information on the plant labels. So I'm trialing the laundry labels for the pen friend, which are a bit more waterproof. And when I want to know what's in that pot, I just wave the pen friend over it and it'll read back to me exactly what's in there, whatever information I want to put in there. And the reason I use the laundry labels is because they're more waterproof than the other ones. And obviously I'm going to be watering the pots and they're outside in the greenhouse. So Thrive are a gardening for health charity, and their aim is to help people who are living with disabilities or ill health or who are isolated or disadvantaged. And they have a fabulous website with a great section called Get Gardening. You can access information very easily from their drop-down menu with tags. They do big print gardening guides, which I found great. I've signed up with them. They send a monthly newsletter that has a quiz in it, which I really enjoy. And they've got loads of information on the website, general gardening information, but also good information for visually impaired as well. One of their great tips was sow big seeds rather than fiddly little seeds and sow them straight into pots. So into a little pot rather than putting them all into one seed tray and having to prick them all out, everything becomes a lot easier to handle and manage. Gardening has just been a savior for my mental health personally, and it's not an urban legend about what they say about time spent in the garden. It just does wonders for your mental health. Thank you so much for listening to my tips today. Have a lovely time gardening this season and enjoy putting your gardens to bed.